This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our We Are Carlisle podcast series, where we learn more about what Carlisle professionals do on and off the clock. And our guest today is Rory McMillan. He's head of external affairs for the EMEA region, and he's based in London. Welcome, Rory.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you. When did you join Carlisle, and what do you do at the firm?
I joined Carlisle back in early 2011. My role is to head up our external affairs activities across the Europe, Middle East, Africa region. Really, what I'm trying to do with the team that I work with is build an awareness and understanding of the Carlisle brand, our business, and the value of what we're delivering to our investors, to a number of audiences, predominantly media, government, our trade associations across the region.
So why did you join Carlisle?
I was excited to join one of the world's leading investment groups, and I felt that the experience that I had prior to that working for large consumer products companies would be very useful and valuable to the work that I could bring to Carlisle.
And what keeps you here?
No 2 days are the same. The sun never sets. We are always dealing with new issues, new challenges, new opportunities. We have a tremendous team in the external affairs group, and I enjoy working with them and contributing to the work that we do across the globe.
Now we have our One Carlisle battle cry. And so what does that mean to you?
Strongly connected, informed, always there to support. Those are the three key things being One Carlisle for our function should be. We're there to deliver for investment professionals, for the CEOs that run our portfolio companies, and for anyone else who wants support or guidance on external affairs, communications with the external world. For me, that is what we should be delivering. And as a team, One Carlisle is very important and critical to the success that we deliver.
Rory, tell us something special or interesting about you or a passion you have or something you do off the clock.
There are two passions that I'd like to mention. The first is travel. I've learned that as you travel the world and visit new places and cultures, there's actually a lot that you can learn by hearing people's stories, hearing about their cultures, how people approach life. I have a commitment every year that we try to visit at least two new countries to visit and see what's going on there and to experience them.
What's in store for 2017?
This year we're going to go to Colombia and we will also go to Croatia. It's the year of the sea. That is one of my passions, and I think it's important because with every trip I do, I learn another view of the world. It's very easy when you're sitting in London or indeed Washington to look at the world through one lens. By visiting other countries, it does broaden your horizons and you get to see the world through a much different lens. And then my mentoring passion has been one that's longstanding. My own childhood was tough and I really got through it thanks to the support of people who looked after and coached me. In Carlisle, we have a really strong internal mentoring program, but what I've worked on with my colleagues on our team in London is to build a number of external mentoring programs that we and other colleagues do outside of work hours. And those programs are with people in secondary school, people who are in a nonprofit, and also with young entrepreneurs. We have a large number of our employees now who are doing those external mentoring programs in their own time. And it enables them to develop their listening skills, to develop their coaching and team building skills, and also to give something back and to hear stories from mentees who are often coming from very challenging backgrounds.
So it sounds very personal to you.
It is personal to me, and I think it's very important that people have that ability to be able to do that, to give back.
Rory, thank you so much for being a part of our We Are Carlisle series. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Chris, it was great to be here today. Thanks for hosting me.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.